kind of sort of believes that Ted Cruz is the Messiah. After a sort of kind of nature there. Hi, everybody. Martin Zender here. Ted Cruz, the Messiah? Are you kidding me? Yes, we're back to the book of Revelation, but we're going to sneak in the back door and talk about politics a little bit because it's part of this end time scenario. So I told you always to keep an eye on Glenn Beck. And there are a couple other players here, and there's a theology that I was not aware of that is now suffusing, or probably has been suffusing, but I haven't noticed because I don't watch Christianity, and that is Dominionism. Now, I'm going to explain to you what Dominionism is. But first, a friend of mine had an interesting thought. Now, this is what she said, and this makes sense to me. Could it be that the man of lawlessness will capture the political spectrum of the world, and that the false prophet, because we have the word prophet in there, will capture the religious aspect of the world? So we're going to have a 1-2 punch in the adversary and the false prophet. So one being doesn't need to do the whole thing. We can have two beings, and indeed we do have two beings. And so the false prophet, that's more obvious to me, a religious slant. And so, as always, we're dealing with religion and politics in the Book of the Unveiling. We're dealing with false religion and politics in the world today. And we are dealing with two systems in the world that not compete, but join for supremacy. And that's religion and politics. And the smart people in our world say that religion and politics should be separate. Church and state, in other words. That's religion and politics. Church, religion, state, politics. Religion and politics, another way of saying it, church and state. The separation of church and state. Yet a man named Rafael Cruz, who I introduced you to last week or the week before, the father of Ted Cruz, does not believe in the separation of church and state. Because there is a theology called Dominionism. And Christianity is infected with this, which states that the Christians are to take control of seven aspects of society, and that the kingdom of God is going to be manifest on earth through them taking their rightful roles, according to them, in society, in politics, in entertainment and culture, all these different things. Christians are supposed to be an influence. Now, Jesus did say, let your light shine among men. But where did he say that part of being a believer is to commandeer the culture and to bring it into righteousness? That is not our calling. In fact, Jesus said to forsake the world. John says anyone who's friends with the world cannot be a friend of God. And yet Christians have a dead set interest in the world. They're really interested in the world. They want the world. They love the world. They love the power. They love the money. They love the control. But they try to whitewash it by saying, well, we're doing it for Christ. We're doing it for God in Christ. Yeah, sure you are. That's why many will say to me in that day, said Jesus, did we not do this in your name? Listen, I see this as the distinct realm of the Dominionists, that they will say, didn't we do this in your name? Because they are going to take over popular culture in his name. And how great would it be for them if one of their own is the president of the United States? Now, as I speak to you, Ted Cruz is rising in the polls. He's getting closer to Donald Trump. Now, as you know, as I said, I'd like to see Ted Cruz win because, not because I want to see the restoration of the U.S., because this country is going down, but so that the end can hurry up and I can get out of here. It's ultimately selfishly motivated, you see. I want to see my Lord, and I want to get rid of these trials. Some people say that we must want to continue our trials, because if we don't want to continue in our trials, then God will cut our trials short. No. God has just as many trials for you as he wants to deliver to you. Nothing you wish or hope or pray are going to delete one single of those trials from your life, those necessary trials. So you are supposed to hope for the coming of Christ. You are supposed to look up, for your redemption draws nigh. You are supposed to anticipate. Jesus Christ coming from heaven. In the meantime, don't worry about it. God's going to make sure that you get your proper amount of trials to prepare you for your role in the coming kingdom. You don't have to orchestrate these yourself. You don't have to go on a self-indulgent trial program because, listen, folks, God's got that well under control. So let me tell you a little bit about Glenn Beck, David Barton, and Ted Cruz. These are three names you need to remember. Glenn Beck, David Barton, and Ted Cruz. You may not have heard of David Barton heretofore, but I am here to tell you that this man is a Dominionist, and his ideology has a large place in the Christian world because this is indicative of 2 Timothy 4, where people want their hearing tickled, and they heap up for themselves teachers in accord with their own desires. And whitewash it as you might, the desire of Christianity is for power, is for money, is for influence, is for control. What, you don't think their desire's for control? What do you think free will is all about? Free will is all about control. And what Christian do you know who does not believe in free will? Well, just take that, the personal, I want my personal space. I want my personal area where I control it and get God out of it. That's what free will says. Just keep God out of my business because this is my sovereign realm. All you have to do is expand that to the country. And they want their own sovereign realm. In this case, it's the United States of America. So free will in the Christian ideology is married to this nationalism that wants God to stay out of it so that we can. Of course, they make a pretense of praying to God on the National Day of Prayer. And there are many, many prayer shenanigans coming. I always love that word, shenanigans. Monkey business. There's prayer monkey business, PMB, coming up from Christians to change this world. They're storming heaven with their sacred prayers as if God's deaf and can't hear. Listen to this. This is from rightwingwatch.org. Glenn Beck, this is the headline. Glenn Beck and David Barton agree that Ted Cruz's campaign, quote, is the moment that we prayed for. From the article, Glenn Beck dedicated his television program last night to airing the speech he delivered in Iowa last weekend endorsing Ted Cruz. This is from January 26th. Endorsing Ted Cruz for president, as well as some behind-the-scenes footage, such as David Barton laying hands upon Beck and praying for him ahead of the speech. So look at this train. We have David Barton, who I'm going to tell you about, laying hands on Glenn Beck, who has appeared on the campaign trail with Ted Cruz, who thinks that Ted Cruz is the answer to our nation's woes, and that Ted Cruz is the man that can bring this nation into alignment with God, which will then, it's a series of hideous dominoes, a row of hideous dominoes, and the last one that's going to fall is that Christians are going to make this world a beautiful place, and that Christ will not return until we have presented him a wonderful gift of a really agreeable world that is prepared to accept him. Have you upchucked your breakfast yet? Good. Okay, because there is more. After Barton finished praying that Beck's endorsement of Cruz would, quote, turn the Holy Spirit loose, this is being mixed with politics. Glenn Beck, to me, is the perfect mix of religion and politics. A sickly mix. I've told you that I appreciate the man's political stance. I appreciate his conservatism. And I appreciate that the man is a good man. But now we're talking in the political realm here and using phrases like turn the Holy Spirit loose. Who do they want to turn the Holy Spirit loose on? On Ted Cruz. And I told you that Ted and Heidi Cruz, his wife Heidi, were in a room with Raphael, the elder Cruz, and they were praying over Ted. and they were speaking in tongues. I'm assuming the Holy Spirit moved, and the word of the Lord came. This is the anointed one. This Ted Cruz is God's choice for this hour. And to them, the hour that they think is upon us is the hour of a national resurgence of America. Look, if we do see a resurgence of something in this country, it is not going to be good. It is going to be backed by the Prince of Darkness. And here is a beautiful / sickly example of what I've been telling you all along, that the powers of darkness disguise their deviance in robes of precious light and pseudo-illumination and catchphrases like, turn the Holy Spirit loose. Oh, here's another one from the article, end quote, bring forth fruit that brings forth 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold back to this campaign, end quote. Oh, that sounds so biblical. Lord, didn't we do many things in your name? Didn't we quote scripture several times a day, such as 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold? As soon as you use these Christian catchphrases, everybody pays attention. Oh, they use the name of Jesus. They're quoting scripture. Satan quotes scripture. Satan quoted scripture to Jesus Christ about dashing his foot against a stone. Don't you think Satan knows scripture? Oh, yeah. That's his number one attack on the truth, is to come against the truth with a warped version of the truth, with a perversion of the truth, with a whitewashed version of the truth. The best departure from truth is that lie, which is closest to the truth. And Satan has this crap down pat. He's been working on this since the Garden of Eden. He was very seductive. He came across to Eve as a reasonable, rational creation. And the serpent wasn't a repulsive being then. He was probably dressed in light. He only crawled on his belly after he did his dirty deed, done dirt cheap. And then from that point on, he crawls on his belly. Okay, I want to talk to you about this David Barton guy. I'll talk to you more tomorrow about Glenn Beck, and we're going to look into Dominionism, because this really fits in with the book of the Unveiling, because in the Unveiling, we are seeing a false religious and political presentation behind which are the powers of darkness. And if this stuff doesn't illustrate it, I don't know what does.